Welcome to ULM Forum. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by Dr. Jeffrey Cass, the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dean Cass, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Bob.
Lots of good things going on, particularly with the Department of Mass Communication, digital media, a lot of interesting things going on this summer as well as leading up to this fall.
That's correct. We decided in the college to put some additional faculty resources into the Department of Communications, particularly on the mass communication side, because we felt that it was necessary to integrate all the media on campus, to encourage students to participate more, and to get more students into the program, which we feel is growing and interesting. And they're changing curricula and trying to make it more modern and make it more convergent is the term that's mm-hmm. being used these days. And to that end, we're putting the Hawkeye, which is the student newspaper, and the Chocohula, which is the yearbook, back into the Department of Communication. It will be overseen by our new professor, Christopher Mapp, who's coming to us from LSU. And when he interviewed, the kids loved him. I think he's going to be a great addition to our staff, as well as we're trying to get another person whom we're in the process of trying to hire for digital media, ethics classes, and other kinds of media courses, as well as our recent hire, John Rodriguez, who does all online stuff and is trying to help us with our production facilities. So in that sense, you know, we're really trying to build a program that, you know, converges all these media. I'm trying to get them to maybe converge also with KDM and KXUL, so there are more internship possibilities and more integration of the resources for all the media on campus and for the community. So I think we're very excited about this, and we feel that that's going to be a real draw to students for the College of Arts and Sciences.
Really an ideal situation of broadening and advancing. Can you tell us, you mentioned Dr. Christopher Mapp, a little bit about his background coming from LSU?
Interesting. Soon to be Dr. Mapp. Yeah. He's finishing up his doctorate. He has both communication studies background, so he has kind of a theoretical background. His dissertation is statistical, so he's a researcher. He has a public relations background, and he has journalism. So he has kind of a broad array of interests and skill sets, which I think he brings to the table. He worked in Mississippi with newsletters and public relations. He's done a lot of research at LSU. We just feel he's a great catch, and the students really enjoyed his presentation and his personality, and we feel he will provide a lot of draw to our newly refurbished student pub facilities in the building, which are really is a great, great space for them to work. And we're hoping that that becomes a kind of center where all the media people can work and exchange ideas online and face-to-face.
Speaking of online, you mentioned the addition of John Rodriguez.
John Rodriguez is originally came from Natchitoches, from Northwestern, and he has an interesting background in online curriculum presentation and development. And he really knows online media. He worked principally with Natchitoches, not so much as a faculty member, but more as a consultant and as a person who did a lot of their online production. But he wanted to teach. He loves teaching. And so how nice that we can take that skill set with online and production and take it to the students directly. And so we're just delighted to have John as well. And then we're, again, trying to hire a third person who will work with some of the other courses in digital media and ethics and law and other kinds of things.
Now, integrating the newspapers and things like that into the department, has that been completed, or is that
That'll
in process?
Happen this summer. Okay. Chris is coming in July, and we're going to start doing the transition in July. He'll be hired so that we can get some things rolling and in place prior to the fall semester. We feel that there needs to be some time this summer for him to recruit some people and get the transition going, because, you know, he's new. We're losing our assistant, staff assistant, Summer, who has gotten a job that is good for her. And so he's going to have to hire someone to help him out with that as well. So, but we'll be in place, transitional place for the fall. That's not going to be a problem.
What do you think is going to be the biggest benefit? You mentioned with digital media and some of the technologies, you know, things like that are going on. What is going to be the biggest benefit for the student enrolling or continuing on in that department?
Well, I think the biggest advantage for the student is that the student coming out of the program now will have lots of different current, contemporary skill sets to bring to the table when they go out into the market, mm-hmm. And for careers. And we kind of want to make sure that they have lots of different kinds of skills, including writing skills. Mm-hmm. And because we feel that even with journalism obviously is changing. And obviously, while we still have print media, we also wanted to make sure that there were online media that they use their writing skills with, because we feel that that will be a very important part of their future, mm-hmm. Whatever it is in mass communications or media. If they can write, if they can employ those technologies, I think that they'll be much better placed to be hired in the real world.
With criminal justice, there are things going on in that department as well.
Yes. This is the year that we're going to have both the online and online degrees, both undergraduate and graduate. And so students will be able to pursue their college careers and degrees online with criminal justice. And we feel that that will tap into a pool of students who maybe already working for agencies, mm-hmm. Such as, you know, they're working in a prison, or they're working at a state agency, or perhaps they're even working in the federal government, you know, Homeland Security or something. And they would be able to complete their master's degree, or if they already have another job, they could complete the online degree and maybe switch agencies or get a promotion. So we feel that we have a big market here. We also have been internationalizing the curriculum a bit. We've sponsored an international conference last year in Lafayette. Mm-hmm. We co-sponsored it. And we have an agreement with Thailand to bring Thai students over and to consult with them on getting more of their students into our program. We even have a hybridized kind of degree for them to develop. So we feel that we actually have some really good opportunities for people interested in the area of criminal justice. We're the only state university that has a post-certification and oversees a training academy in West Monroe, North Delta. Mm-hmm. And this year we put some resources in getting some new faculty members. We have two new faculty members, two women coming in. We're just very, very excited about them because they have different backgrounds. One of them is in organizational psychology and just different kinds of interests. And we feel they're going to add a really important diverse element to the criminal justice mix this year. And so I think it's pretty exciting for a criminal justice student who's going to have some really new faculty to get some ideas from.
So it's really something that is taking off, and as you mentioned, globally. So this is something that could definitely continue on in the future with even more programs and things like that that
yes.
could be implemented within the college.
Yes, feel that criminal justice is providing a model in some of the areas, particularly the social sciences. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's different for the sciences because of labs and other kinds of things, but
right.
for the social sciences, I think the criminal justice is providing an interesting model. And but even for the humanities, we've looked at online possibilities in things like French and other areas, which we feel have some capacity to grow, particularly because some of the universities, because of budgetary problems, have been closing things like French. So we feel that if we could maybe market that, we might get some students from around the state and outside the state to participate. So we're looking at things like that in order to enhance enrollment within the college.
And you mentioned criminal justice, one of the highest involved departments with the enrollment there, but also biology. There's a lot of interest. And professorships within biology that we were talking
about. Yes. On Monday, we're going to announce the Marx professorship, the endowed professorship. It's an example, but one example of the really exciting things that are happening in biology, both in organismal biology and in cell biology. In cell biology, you know, you can't not but talk about the Howard Hughes, the HHMI grant that we have to do undergraduate research, which is going on right now. Actually, we've got a lot of students there. They produce some amazing things and publishable things. I mean, so for an undergraduate to get something that's, you know, publishable at that stage of their careers, to me, is an indication of how good our faculty are in getting them prepared. And in fact, as I recall, we're the only state institution to get that kind of Howard Hughes funding. I've also tried to get some more undergraduate research going in chemistry, and one of my professors, Jason Carr, has a high school student that we're funding privately. We're using foundation money. We did the same thing last year. The state had some research. I think he won a state award of some kind. They just, you know, we're doing a lot of undergraduate research in biology and chemistry, and we feel that that really prepare them for whatever career they want, whether they want to be a researcher. Some of them will go to medical school. Some of them will go into pharmacy.
Lots of accomplishments, including that, but also within the staff as well, some new recipients.
Yes, we have, and on the humanities side, we have four new recipients of professorships and endowed chairs. Three of them in English. Helen Locke recently got an endowed chair. She's one of our interesting British people. She's British lit, but she also does ethnic lit, minority lit. Claudia Grinnell, the director of the Writing Center, has got one of the professorships. And our head of department, Sandy Hill, who does a lot of work with service learning. So we have kind of an interesting bunch. It's not just literature. We're expanding out to other things as well. And finally, moving back to MassCom, Betty Kaufman got the McNeely Professorship in the Humanities for her work on the Waterline Project, which is the photographic exhibition that she's been developing as a result of Hurricane Katrina. So we have a lot of interesting things going on in the humanities and in the sciences and the social sciences, so we're pretty pleased.
Integration of a new department. We've got a couple of minutes left, but you know, we've heard some talk about that.
Yes, we're going July 1st. Geosciences will become atmospheric science, earth science, and physics. We decided that because there were so many integrative possibilities in research with physics, that they fit better the geosciences area, and they were already doing work. Right. So atmospheric science, which is a state-recognized program, will work with physics, which is right now not its own major, but has a lot of classes that are connected. A lot of the researchers are connected. Particularly, we have our theoretical researcher, Preston Jones, and our applied researcher, John Anderson. So we feel that there's a lot of potential there for grants and for curricular growth.
And, of course, an open invitation with students and prep session going on to find out more about the College of Arts and Sciences.
That is correct. We had the third prep session yesterday. I myself do all the presentations for humanities and social sciences, and today they register. And we do this, this is the third one. We have the fourth prep session next week, and then we have late prep in August.
Looking forward to that, and exciting for the incoming students to find out more about the College of Arts and Sciences. Dean Jeffrey Cass, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.